They are all certainly concerned seeing the shutdown and apparently almost for not very strong reason. And so I guess that's why there's a lot of solidarity, because it's being viewed as an infringement on their own rights, not only on the Monitor publication.
Now, Mr. Asimu, what is the Monitor's next line of action, especially when any court order has been, you know, the police have basically refused to obey any court order? What can the Monitor do to release or to prevent this ongoing siege?
Well, we will not give up on following the legal means, and that we shall pursue whenever it's available. But we continuously engage with all the authorities, and that we are also doing as a part of strategy. And we hope and believe that that should be able to bear fruit, because when we do the discussions, you get the sense that even in the dark, in the darkness, ray of reasonableness among some of the people that we're discussing here. So you kind of get some bit of motivation or encouragement that hopefully as you engage, they'll finally see the reason and get back to work.
Is there a move by some of your other colleagues in other media publications about calling on regional organizations to help?
What I know is that there's couple of civil society groups that have taken this up also as an issue, and they're making it their agenda, which really probably is something that we can only be humbled, because you get the sense that there are quite a number of people, not only in the region, but also internationally. There you are, Voice of America. We've never had a chat, but this has been picked up by you people, and you're continuing to raise it up as an issue, because it's not only about the Monitor in terms of media freedom, but also globally, it's an issue. We at the Monitor, we can only say we are humbled, because we have not called anybody, we have not instigated anybody. My phone that has been ringing off the hook.
The Inspector General of Police has said that they will not leave until what they are asking for about the letter is given to them. This, I know, is against the journalism ethics that we all know about. What is the Monitor doing about this?
Well, we are reiterating our position. I mean, not so much because, yes, it's the journalistic principles, but, hey, we do not have the letter, the original letter that they're looking for, so... And we have told them time and time again. So they are welcome to search everywhere, anywhere. We will not stop them anywhere. If anything, the premises under their feet, so they can search everywhere and anywhere. And even before, they didn't have to put it under siege. We are going to cooperate with them anyway, because we are law-abiding citizens. Yeah. So that remains our position, and we will be more than glad to cooperate in any way possible to make their work much easier. Yeah, and in a way that cannot be national security. But what we do not have, we cannot give them. Yeah.
Now, so how has Ugandans in general, the Ugandan public, reacted to what has been described by a siege of the police or on the publication, the Daily Monitor publication?
Well, I get the sense that there's a lot of bitterness. I mean, when you read social media, when you talk to people, when you see how people are reacting, when you see what's going on in Parliament, like, that's all kind of a pulse of the society. People are not happy. I think for all the shortcomings of the government, it's the government and an institution that has been held with some bit of respect, that when they see this, people get scared. They wonder what's happening. Are we degenerating or what? So I mean, there are all those kind of question marks. But again, like I say, this is the 10th day. I mean, if this ended now, and every other day that passes, I think people get more agitated because the kind of demonstrations that we're now seeing, where people are being tear gassed, these were not happening in the early days of the siege. So I can only hope that this siege ends sooner than later.